Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've tuned in to this GCSE Business Revision podcast. Today we're diving into one of the most practical and real-world topics on your specification, employment law. Whether you're planning to run your own business one day or you just want to know your rights as a future employee, this topic genuinely matters. And of course, it could be worth some very important marks in your exam. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover the key legislation you need to know, how it affects businesses and workers, the exam tips that will help you pick up every available mark, a quick-fire recall quiz, and a punchy summary to lock it all in. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's start with the big picture. Employment law is the collection of rules and regulations that govern the relationship between employers and employees. Businesses cannot simply do whatever they like when it comes to hiring, managing, or dismissing staff. The law sets minimum standards that every employer must meet. The first and most important piece of legislation you need to know is the Employment Rights Act 1996. This is the foundation stone of UK employment law. It gives employees the right to a written statement of employment, sometimes called a contract of employment, within 2 months of starting a job. This document must include key details: the job title, the rate of pay, working hours, holiday entitlement, and notice periods. Examiners love asking about this. If a question asks what must be included in a contract of employment, you need to list at least three of those items clearly. Now, why does this matter for a business? Well, having a clear contract protects both sides. If an employee claims they were promised certain hours or pay, the written contract is the legal evidence. For a business, it reduces the risk of costly employment tribunals. Next up, the National Minimum Wage Act 1998 and the National Living Wage. This legislation sets the minimum hourly rate that employers must pay workers. As of 2024, the National Living Wage for workers aged 21 and over is £11.44 per hour. For 18 to 20-year-olds, it is £8.60 per hour. For under 18s, it is £6.40 per hour. Apprentices have their own rate too, at £6.40 per hour. These figures are updated each April, so always check for the most current rates. Businesses that fail to pay the minimum wage face fines and legal action, so this legislation directly affects their costs and how they plan their wage budgets. Now let's talk about working hours. The Working Time Regulations 1998 set legal limits on how long employees can work. The key rule is that workers cannot be required to work more than 48 hours per week on average, calculated over a 17-week reference period. However, workers can voluntarily opt out of this limit in writing. Employees are also entitled to rest breaks, at least 20 minutes if they work more than 6 hours in a day, 11 hours rest between working days, and one day off per week. Young workers, those under 18, have stricter protections. They cannot work more than 8 hours per day or 40 hours per week. Holiday entitlement is covered by the same working time regulations. Full-time employees are entitled to 28 days of paid annual leave per year. This can include bank holidays. Part-time workers receive a pro-rata entitlement, so if you work 3 days a week instead of five, you get 16.8 days. Businesses must factor this into their staffing costs and planning. Now for one of the most significant pieces of legislation, the Equality Act 2010. This replaced a whole range of previous anti-discrimination laws and brought them together into one clear framework. The Equality Act makes it illegal to discriminate against someone because of any of 9 protected characteristics. Let me list them: age, disability, gender reassignment, marriage and civil partnership, pregnancy and maternity, race, religion or belief, sex, and sexual orientation. Discrimination can be direct, for example, refusing to hire someone because of their age. Or it can be indirect, for example, a blanket policy that disadvantages a particular group. There's also harassment and victimization, which are also covered by the Act. For businesses, this has a huge impact on recruitment. Job adverts cannot specify age preferences. Interview questions cannot probe into someone's personal life in ways that relate to protected characteristics. And promotion decisions must be based on merit, not personal characteristics. Businesses that discriminate can face employment, tribunal claims, and significant financial penalties, as well as serious reputational damage. Let's also briefly mention the Health and Safety at Work Act 1974. While this is sometimes covered in a separate section, it is part of the broader employment law framework. Employers have a legal duty to provide a safe working environment, safe equipment, and adequate training. Employees also have responsibilities. They must follow safety procedures and not put colleagues at risk. So to summarize, the core legislation, Employment Rights Act 1996, contracts, National Minimum Wage Act 1998, pay, working time regulations, 1998, hours and holidays, Equality Act 2010, no discrimination, Health and Safety at Work Act 1974, safe workplaces. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where students really pick up or lose marks. The number one mistake I see is listing laws without explaining their impact. If a question says, explain how employment legislation affects a business's recruitment process, and you just write the Equality Act 2010 exists, that is not going to earn you marks. You need to explain the effect. Something like, the Equality Act 2010 means that businesses cannot discriminate against job applicants based on protected characteristics such as age or disability. This means that job adverts must be carefully worded and interview questions must focus only on skills and experience. Failure to comply could result in an employment tribunal claim, which would be costly and damaging to the business's reputation. That is an explained answer, and that is what earns marks. The second common mistake is confusing the different pieces of legislation. Know which law covers which, right? Contracts, Employment Rights Act, pay, National Minimum Wage Act, hours and holidays, working time regulations, discrimination, Equality Act. Third mistake, forgetting to apply knowledge to the context given in the question. GCSE business exams almost always give you a business scenario, a named company, a situation, a case study. You must refer back to it. If the question is about a small cafe called Sunrise Bakes, don't just write generically. Say Sunrise Bakes must ensure that all employees receive a written contract within 2 months of starting work, as required by the Employment Rights Act 1996. Command words to watch for. Explain means give a reason and develop it. Analyze means look at the impact in detail. Evaluate or justify means weigh up both sides and reach a conclusion. For a 6-mark evaluate question, you should aim to give a balanced argument. The benefits of a law for employees, the costs for the business, and then make a clear judgment. Finally, remember that employment law affects businesses in two main ways. It increases their costs, wages, holiday pay, training, and it constrains their decisions, who they can hire, how long people can work. Both of these are valid points in any evaluation question. Time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, pause, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. How many protected characteristics are there under the Equality Act 2010? The answer is 9. Question 2. What is the maximum average working week under the working time regulations? 48 hours per week. Question 3. How many days of paid annual leave are full-time employees entitled to? 28 days. Question 4. Within how many months of starting a job must an employer provide a written statement of employment? 2 months. Question 5. What is the name of the legislation that sets minimum pay rates? The National Minimum Wage Act, 1998. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you know your core facts. If you missed any, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up. Employment law is all about protecting workers while also setting clear rules for businesses. The key laws are the Employment Rights Act, 1996 for contracts, the National Minimum Wage Act for pay, the Working Time Regulations for hours and holidays, and the Equality Act 2010 for preventing discrimination. In the exam, always explain the impact of legislation. Don't just name it. Apply your knowledge to the specific business in the question. And for evaluation questions, weigh up both sides before reaching a clear judgment. A great memory hook for the 4 main laws is the acronym ENWI, Employment Rights, National Minimum Wage, Working Time, Equality. Say it, ENWI. That's your 4 pillars of employment law. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck in your exam. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing, and remember, every mark counts. See you next time.